Vernon Jones blasts Biden's MAGA remarks, calls Democratic Party most extreme organization in the world. By Joshua Klein on May 6, 2022. Former State Representative Vernon Jones, a conservative Democrat turned Republican running for Congress in Georgia, labeled the Democratic Party the most extreme organization in the world as he recalled the party's support for slavery and the Ku Klux Klan, as well as its current attacks on law enforcement and independent thinking. In a video posted Thursday, Jones blasted the Democratic Party after President Joe Biden attacked MAGA, the acronym for former President Donald Trump's campaign slogan Make America Great Again. Biden made the divisive remarks Wednesday, as he addressed the impending Supreme Court decision to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade 1973 abortion case. "What are the next things that are going to be attacked?" Biden asked. "Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history." While campaigning in Georgia's 10th congressional district, Jones said, "We're taking it to them. They're feeling the burn, but I have to pause for the cause because when I heard that Joe Biden said that we MAGA folks, that we're the most extreme organization in the world, I almost fell off the campaign trail," he said. Jones, who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump in his run for Congress, expressed his surprise over the remarks because Joe Biden belongs to the Democratic Party, which he accused of racism. "That's the most extreme organization in the world. If there is one," he said in the nearly two-minute clip. "Teehee, Democrats were the ones who opposed freeing the slaves. The Democrats were the ones who started the KKK," he added. He also called out the president for showing honor to Robert Byrd, the former majority leader of the Democratic Party and an avowed Klansman who was once an exalted cyclops in the Ku Klux Klan. "It was Joe Biden's best friend, Senator Robert Byrd from Virginia, who was the chapter president of the Ku Klux Klan," Jones said. "And Joe Biden eulogized him and called him his mentor." Claiming this is the Democratic Party now, Jones noted it was a Democratic Party who attacked law enforcement officers and who want to defund the police departments. "This same group do not want babies to be born," he said. "This is extreme." The 61-year-old congressional candidate warned that Democrats will attack you for being an independent thinker, as he pointed to COVID vaccination policies to highlight what he viewed as hypocrisy. "This is the same group that said, my body, my choice when it comes to abortions but not when it comes to the vaccine mandate," he said. "But what happened to my body, my choice then?" Referring to Mr. Extreme Biden's comments against MAGA, Jones replied that it was the president and his party that were, in fact, the extremists. "So when Joe Biden says that, Joe Biden is the extreme one, and so is the Democratic Party," he said. "And that's why we're going to take our country back, we're going to take our state back." Jones, who switched parties in 2020 and endorsed then-President Trump's re-election campaign, is narrowly leading his closest competitor, trucking company owner Mike Collins, in the Republican primary race for U.S. Congress in Georgia's 10th district, according to an internal poll obtained by Breitbart News. In 2020, he explained why a lifelong Democrat was speaking at the Republican National Convention, RNC. "Because the Democratic Party does not want black people to leave their mental plantation. We've been forced to be there for decades and generations," he said. "But I have news for Joe Biden. We are free people with free minds," Jones added. "I'm part of a large and growing segment of the black community who are independent thinkers, and we believe that Donald Trump is the president that America needs to lead us forward." Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.